Well, Corey, an exciting time as we are in the middle of football season, which of course meant probably a lot to you as both a Central College and Pella Christian alum. First of all, just tell our listeners a little bit about where you are and what life has been since you were here at Central and at Pella Christian.
Absolutely. So it was fun to be a part of the first football team in year at Pella Christian and graduated there in 08 and followed my football career to Central College in town and graduated there in 2012. Then I started a teaching and coaching career of my own, and I was in Montezuma for about 5 years, and now I'm at Des Moines Christian High School here in Des Moines, and I'm currently the Director of Spiritual Life and Middle School Assistant Principal.
Well, and when you think back to your time, especially in the early days of Pella Christian football, how did that kind of shape you and kind of guide you into what you've been doing now?
I distinctly remember Coach Jerry Staton revamping my entire leadership style when he became the head coach there. And I spent a lot of time with him learning not only how to play football, but learning how to be a young man. And his idea of servant leadership was burning in my heart from the day that he started it. You know, that seniors will lead service, they'll clean up at the end of the practice, they'll, do leadership groups. They'll pave the way. Instead of sometimes cultures can be where freshmen do all the dirty work and whatnot, but seniors would eat last. They'd clean up every day, and that style of leadership, I think, just really transformed who I am and how I lead today, especially in the positions I have now.
Well, and obviously, not only from off the field, but on the field, I'm guessing with your dad still coaching at Pella Christian, you've kept tabs. How exciting is it for you to be not only on the first Pella Christian football team, but to see where the program has come under Coach Kaczmarynski, where it's become one of the best programs, in my opinion, in Class 1A football?
Absolutely. I think, I think we do take that humble pride in the fact that this dream that I had and other boys at Pella Christian had to play football in their lifetime occurred at the right time for us. And the phenomenal leaders like Coach Staton and Coach Kaczmarynski, who have led the way in that, you couldn't pick two better guys to be at the helm. And then just the success, when you look at the scoreboard, you look at wins and losses and playoff runs. Yeah, absolutely. Pella Christian is a success in that regard. But bigger than that, they're a success at raising young men the right way in a sport that can just put you to the test and kind of show you a different side of yourself that you never knew existed. And again, going back to Coach Kak and Coach Staton, those are some of the two best leaders to lead that ship.
Well, and the connections for you run deep as Coach Kak, of course, was a former coach at Central, was your coach briefly for a time at Pella Christian, and then you went to Central College yourself. What led you to stay in town and to join Coach McMartin in his program?
Yeah, my dad was a Central grad. I had grown up watching Central football. I had some different offers that were out of state and at different levels. But at the end of the day, I had always kind of said if I was gonna play D3 football, I was gonna go to Central College. And the tradition there was so steadfast. Again, Coach Kak being there, Coach Skipper, Coach McMartin, it was a family tradition, and I wanted to be a part of that family. I had watched it happen on Saturdays. I had friends that had lived the story, and I wanted that to be a part of my story as well.
Well, and you were just telling me before we started the interview, one of your fondest memories happened at the end of your time at Central, and it happened to be a part of something that's become kind of a Pella tradition, because you were a member of the Final 22 of the All-State Good Works team. What was that experience like for you, and what kind of led up to your nomination to be selected a part of really that elite group of student athletes who are not only contributing on the field, but really making the contribution off?
Yeah, I was extremely surprised when I was even nominated for that. Larry Happel, sports information director over at Central College, had just emailed me one day and said, "Hey, like you're a finalist." And I was like, "Wow, I didn't even know that this award existed, other than kind of hearing about it in Central's history before." And so I kind of looked into it, and I realized, wow, like this award is based on the service that I've done. And so, I had actually dropped out of Central College for a semester to go to Australia and do missions for 6 months. I had hike to the Andes Mountains, bringing Bibles to distant people groups. I was like, wow, just my passion for serving and missions and spreading the love of Christ around has a word, like, put me on this award world, and I like had no clue. But then I just looked at the influences in my life, right? Like Coach McMartin gave me the green light to leave off-season training and leave college to go to Australia. Coach Staten had drilled the servant leadership in my head. My parents had raised me to love other people and love the world as Christ loved it. And so it was just a phenomenal nomination. And then I ended up being a part of that 22, which was super crazy because, there's 11 selected from D1AA through D3, which is really hard to get that nomination. And then there's 11 D1 players. And so I was actually on the same team as Robert Griffin III, RG3, who was a Heisman winner that year, and some other big names. And I have never been treated like a royalty more than I was on that trip. Like, I was out of my element as a Pella boy. Oh, you know, they were carting us around in limousines and, on stage in front of thousands of people who were just cheering us on. We were up there before Kelly Clarkson started her concert. We got to stand at halftime on the field at the Sugar Bowl game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Like, just things that I can never forget because it truly was an outstanding time.
Well, and you've kind of alluded and talked a little bit about it. What was it like to meet your peers from around the country? Like you said, all the way from the superstars, that guys like RG3, to others who probably came from schools your size. What was it like to be on that experience with those 22 guys and to maybe briefly get to know some of them and what kind of drew them to the volunteer spirit that you've obviously come up through here in Pella?
Absolutely. I remember, so we did a service project while we were down there doing a football camp for some underprivileged kids. And I remember just sharing our stories of what we've done and been through, and everybody just had such a heart for service and gone out of their way to make it happen. And I just remember thinking, like, I am among some of the coolest people that played this game of football all around the country. And actually that year as well, we had three people from Iowa schools that were there. So a guy named Colby Rhodes was from Morningside up in Sioux City. Another guy named Drake Hall was from Drake University. And then there was me from Central College. So Iowa was very well represented that year, which I got to know those guys really well, still have a relationship with them, still have other friends from that trip that I talk to occasionally that are now, doing some really fun things in the world as well.
Well, and one of the other things that has happened, and obviously you had a special trip, is we've had a few Pella Central and now Drake guy who have all gone in and have been a part of that Final 22. When you think about Jake Wassner, who came shortly after you did, Nathan Clayburg, who of course was here at Pella as well. You know, what do you think that says about what's happening in this community, that this elite team? Again, I don't think people realize how small this list can be of people who are making a difference, are coming from our small town, or are getting nominated even in the field of 100 plus. You know, what does that maybe say about what's happening here in Pella that's different than other places in the country?
You know, I've always loved that Pella is a family in itself. And I think the way that some of these young men have been raised, especially through the game of football with coaches like Coach McKinstry at Pella and again Coach Kack and Coach Staten at PC, I think it says a lot about our town and how we view the world. And the ability to have that many people from Pella be nominated and even win the award is obviously just unique. And I know Nathan and I know Jake pretty well too. And the hearts that they have for Jesus and the hearts that they have for serving others is in front of anything that they would ever desire for themselves. And again, I think that's something unique that comes out of the Pella community, that comes from a lot of people who care for each other, who care for the school system, and honestly, a place where Jesus is a message that's pretty obvious, and people love to follow that passion around the world.
Well, and you've talked a lot about your faith. That seems like something that has carried on with you now. As you've mentioned, you work now at Des Moines Christian Schools and have really become involved, not only as someone, and I hate to say not only as a teacher, but someone who's involved very much in leadership and growing and developing. It sounds like that's still something that's important in you, that was instilled in you while you were here.
Absolutely. I never knew how far teaching and coaching would bring me. And yet it's a place where you can have some of the deepest influences. I've had the privilege of also doing a lot of speaking myself and traveling around the Midwest, the colleges and conferences, and speaking. You know, it's fun to be on stage and influence people, but inside the walls of a school, forming relationships with students, like that's where the impact is. And I see that in the lives of Jake and Nathan as well. And I get that, probably that teaching bone from my dad and my grandma who both were teachers. And it's a phenomenal place to be inside of a school, just loving on kids and helping them see their passion, right? And being able to live my story and connect them with this idea of servant leadership that I was taught and given at Pella Christian and again Coach Staden. Like it's just kind of passing that baton forward, and I'm in the perfect place to be able to love people and lead them in a way that can hopefully place them somewhere someday where they're living out this idea of service.
Corey Nickel, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, it's been a pleasure.
I appreciate the time. That's a